This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz, in for David Brown. Turning the page on a new decade makes us reflective of the decade that was. And to talk about these last 10 years, we invited Lloyd Potter. He is the state demographer. Lloyd Potter, welcome to the Texas Standard. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
We've talked so much over the last decade about how Texas is changing and how, you know, population is booming and all this stuff. But I think when we truly look at the last 10 years, there are certain things that stand out. What is the thing that stands out the most to you?
Well, one thing is that we are growing more than any other state. We've added more population than any other state, and we're growing faster than any other state. On average, over the decade, it's about 1,000 new Texans every day. It's a significant number. But then when you break that down into who those people are, about 500 of them, or half of them, are children.
You mean babies?
Babies,
new
yeah.
births? Wow.
Well, there are more than that because it's death, births minus deaths.
So, sure.
So there's a lot of births in Texas every
day. Oh, my goodness.
And then when we look at the other half of our population change, that's from migration, and we can break that into international migration and domestic migration. And domestic migration accounts for a quarter of our population change in the state. And so that's different, I think, than many people think about Texas. When we think about our growth, we tend to think, well, it's really, we're just growing from people coming from other states, California.
We blame it on California.
And so we're growing a lot from domestic migration, but it's only a quarter of our population change. And then the other quarter is international migration. Mm. And so Texas certainly is becoming much more cosmopolitan or diverse in terms of having a fair number of foreign-born individuals living in the state.
And I think it's also fascinating to think about the Texas that we had in our minds, the Texas of the movies, the Texas of the iconography versus the Texas of the real world. Because I remember one time that you and I were talking about the population in Texas, and I think the number you used back then was that more than 80% of Texans live in urban areas.
Yeah, about 90% of the population lives in metropolitan areas. Now, within those metropolitan areas, there are kind of ruralish areas.
Sure.
I mean, there's open areas, but we're not kind of the rural Texas that I think many of us kind of think that we are. And if you were to draw a line along I-35 and count all of the population along I-35 and east of it, it's 87% of our population, meaning that only 13% is west of I-35.
Wow.
So if you look out west, we have a pretty sparse population. And in many of our counties, we're losing population. I think it's about 93 of our counties, of our 254 counties, we're losing population. So that's not geographically not an insignificant thing.
Now, when you look at the next decade, I know that we are just about to embark in the new census. But what are some things that may surprise other people, not you, because you look at these numbers right, like you know them left and right. But what are some things that may surprise some people about the years that are to come?
Well, one of the things that I think benchmark that we're likely to accomplish here in 2021 is Latino population is forecast to exceed the non-Hispanic white population. So that's, you know, certainly been a trend. If you look at growth so far this decade in Texas, about 84% of our population change in the state can be attributed to growth of minority populations.
Personally, as someone who knows these numbers so well, what's your takeaway about the last decade in Texas?
Well, when I look around the state, you certainly see that we have some challenges. We have significant income inequality. We have challenges in terms of health insurance. We also have one of the lowest unemployment rates. So there are a lot of good things, but we still have a lot of challenges. I think we're going to continue to have challenges in terms of educating, in particular, our young Latino population. If we're not successful with that going forward, we'll potentially have some economic challenges. So I certainly have concern about that, but I will say I get to go all around the state. I get to meet a lot of Texans, and regardless of their political persuasion, regardless of religion, you name it, people are warm and welcoming in the state, and I really love living here.
Lloyd Potter is the state demographer, and he's been reflecting on the decade that was. This is the Texas Standard.